Hey Master Souls, Stacy here, and today we are on to the seventh chakra in the Active Surrender series, and this is, can you surrender to spirit, to God, to source, to universe, to that beautiful cosmic power that be, right? This is, in many ways, what people quintessentially associate when you talk about surrender, is that seventh chakra access to the universe, right? Can you surrender to the voice and will of God, to the guidance that you were gifted by spirit? And I believe that for me, this is why surrender was such a kicking and screaming kind of thing. Because there's something that triggers within us, automatically puts us into the ego loop when we consider completely giving over control of our choice, of our autonomy, of our life, of everything over to an unseen force. And yes, I know we have all had beautiful experiences of surrendering ourselves over to the universe, waking up and just doing what we're told. And I also know that this is what separates a normal person from a warrior, badass spiritual person, is the ability to understand that we are still in choice. We still have control, autonomy, all of the earthly things that we want to have, even if we are in a state of surrender to what the universe is asking of us, to the will of the divine. And I'll tell you why. Because we are always, always, if we're in that place of wanting to create something, guess what? The universe wants that for you too. And so if you sit there and say, oh dear Lord, please universe, spirit, Shiva, whatever. Dear God, please, I want to be a really great widget maker. And God in returns, here's your prayer. And God says to you, great, do this. And you go, yeah. Let me rephrase that. I really want to be a really great widget maker. Can you help me? Yeah, do this. Well, yeah, I don't know. If I do that, then am I really making my own choice? Am I really creating my own path? I want my own path. So please just help me make my own path to be a great widget maker. And God looks at you and goes, all right, what do you think if you did that? Do you think you'd like to do that? And you go, ooh, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that. Right? It's funny how we argue with the voice that we pretend is in our voice, it is in our head, that may or may not be right or valid. At the same time, in the same breath, that we are crying out for support and guidance and clarity. So to surrender right here in that crown chakra is to let in the golden light of inspiration and to trust that voice in your head that is coming from somewhere outside of you that says, hey, I know how to make a widget. I can show you. I can show you the way. If this is your choice and how you want to use this beautiful life that you've been gifted on this planet, if this is how you want to create in the world, I can show you the way. Do this, try this, read this, go meet this person, study this. Whatever it is that the universe is downloading into our system, if we simply act upon that and do the divine do, that one thing that will propel us the furthest and get us the closest to that which we most desire, that is the surrender point in our crown. That's right. We are constantly being guided, and yet we shutter it in and out. And we say, okay, from the hours of 9 to 2, you've got your opportunity. I'll be meditating at 12:30 p.m. Please be there for a 15-minute break, and we'll converse, and then I'll shut it down, and I'll continue on in my day. And I'll stay in the ego loop that says, I must never give control to anyone else. Or the other part of the ego loop that says, I am not worthy of divine guidance. I'm not capable of receiving divine guidance, right? All of our complicated relationships that we have with actually, oh, my favorite is you are overly imaginative if you think that that's really what the universe wants you to do is take a nap. When what you're asking for is to be a really great widget maker, right? All of those things that say to us, if we give up our autonomy, if we give up control, we will lose ourselves. And if we lose ourselves, then what we're going to end up being is not this dynamic human being with goals and dreams and living this beautiful human existence with all of the trappings of this physical world that are so much fun to play with. And we will become a monk in a monastery meditating 24/7 with no willpower at all. And I think that that's fine. If you tell God, please, God, I want to be a spineless lump and do nothing but receive your messages all day long. And I want to seclude myself in a monastery on top of a hill in the middle of Tibet. And I want to do this with my life. Then the universe will say, great, let's go do that. Here's what you need to do first. And if you tell the universe, I do not want that. This is the spiritual existence I want to be creating in this lifetime. I really want to, you know, make a widget that is beautiful. Great. Let's do that. See, the universe doesn't want to be in control of your existence. The universe wants to reflect back to you and show you the path of what it is you desire. So in that surrender state, what's happening is you're being fully present with the voice of the divine. In this moment, in this instance, in this desire, in this thing that you told me you were praying for, right? That you said you wanted in prayer. I am here to guide you. Let's have a conversation, right? And that's it. It's literally as simple as that. And yes, it is a warrior mindset because we always have to be constantly reminding ourselves to be clear with our requests and present, to not go into the future and say, this is my request, this is what I want to create, and then say, but if it's not perfect, 32 seconds ago, I have failed. You have failed. I have no trust in you. You suck. I suck. We all suck. The universe as a whole is suckish, right? Ego. Ego pulls us back and says, I must be in control to survive. I must either live up to this perfect paragon of what it means to be so surrendered and spiritual, or I need to deny myself that spiritual existence and muggle my way through this life because whatever you say to me, I am going to respond like a petulant teenager. Because I'm in control and damn it, I know better than you. And you only have space between 12:30 and 12:45. I'll give you an extra couple minutes together and we'll say 12:47. So, in order to surrender here at the crown, which is the type of surrender that you read about. It's the type of surrender that you probably associate the most with is in this crown chakra, and surrendering to spirit, surrendering to the voice of the divine, and being present with the messages that it is giving you. Because it is only reflecting the response to what you're asking for. And if you don't like the answer, then it's probably because either you've asked the right questions, or you've asked the wrong questions, or you don't really want what you say you want, or you're an ego loop. If you don't like the answer, that means you're not being fully present, right? I want to be the best widget maker on the planet. Please show me the way. And you sit down and you get present and you get centered and you ask that question. You say, please show me the way. And all of a sudden, there's a penny at your feet. There's a feather dropping from the sky. There's a message that says, go left instead of right. And you go, okay, the universe is already responding to my request. This is so cool. And the more you interact with the universe with that joy and that knowing that you are being led to exactly what you've asked for, the easier it is for you to hear, the easier it is for you to be present with that, and the easier and easier it is for you to be in such a state of trust that you understand that you are still capable of waking up one day and saying, universe, I want this instead. And then you can start down that path, and the universe starts responding with new commands that may look similar, may look totally different, right? When you're surrendering to the voice of the universe and allowing that beautiful golden white light to shine through your body, the only thing that you are surrendering to is the direction to your desire. So I will leave you with that. You guys, I can't wait to discuss this, because this is really a beautiful place to be in, is in that place of neutral, that place of balance, that place of pure presence with spirit. So I love you guys, and I can't wait to chat more about this in the book.